KSL News time now, 7:29. We've got emergency triple team traffic. Andy Farnsworth, what's going on?
Well, let's start in Davis County where the biggest problems are. We've got two crashes. One of them is southbound 15 in Centerville. This is the one that started the backups in the first place. That one's in the cleanup stages, but another one's happened in Farmington, almost right in front of Lagoon as you go underneath the Legacy turnoff and the Highway 89 merge. We've got a whole bunch of emergency vehicles over to the left. It does appear that all lanes are open. There's a pretty wide shoulder there, but it's just combining with slowdowns that now stretch all the way back to Layton Parkway. Highway 89 is a good alternate, but if you switch on to Legacy, be prepared for slowing in the initial mile or so, Eric Butler.
We've got I-15 slowdowns in Salt Lake County northbound. Right when you go past the Bluffdale exit, that's when you're going to hit the brakes. You get back up to speed a little bit at 114 south, but you're still below the speed limit heading up towards the south interchange. Heather?
The 215 belt route is looking good from the mouth of Parley's to I-80 West interchange going both north and south. Going north on Bangor, you'll see pockets of congestion from about 3500 south to the 201 freeway. Foothill Boulevard is looking good at this time. Don't miss the UEA convention October 20th through 21st at Southtown Expo for informative seminars, activities, plus the kids can shoot hoops for free books. Visit myuea.org for tickets and details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.